I think it is right now, yeah. I know that they did just get a big storm before they left.
Okay.
So they were kind of, you know, watching that before they got on the plane, but I'm just glad they made it here.
Yeah, right.
With all the cancellations and all that stuff.
That commercial, you can catch it, need it, but they can't sell it.
You're just stupid.
Man, we're stupid training. All right, let's get this stupid DEA wants from me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hi there, how are you today? Now, you have a black card?
No, that bright orange thing that goes with speed limit.
I have a little tonight.
Yes, I got here.
Okay. I see a game, I go, I look up, I just see like a fast.
I make everybody happy with the speed limit.
I had to get my back hold on.
I would have been impressed if you picked him up and put him down.
I would have been impressed. So my father says, well, I'll
come up.
Level it off for you.
Spaghetti on that one.
Break it off and seat it.
It really got in here.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. And we're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, just liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're starting off with the approval of our June 15th planning board meeting. We got the was presented to us last week, the Schuyler Business Park Phase 2 re-subdivision. And we're going to be voting whether approved or not tonight. Anybody here from that tonight, Jeff? Or no, we only
have no.
We just got to vote on it.
Correct, yeah. And the I provided you with the information on that. There's also the, I didn't make copies of this. This is something that's signed. But parts 2 and 3 of the short assessment for the seeker. I also have the final maps here, if anybody wants to review them or
Anybody have any questions on the phase two re-subdivision? It'll be a four lot subdivision of town park and 96 plus acres. No questions? I guess we could vote on it.
Any questions? You want to answer questions from the public?
Public? Anybody have any questions? We need a motion to,
Can we just look at the map?
Huh?
Can we remember the final map?
You want to see? Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
The map?
Yeah. Basically approving the layout because we don't know who's going in. When that happens, then we'll look at that. Just the actual video.
I'm Rich.
We don't know who's going in, right, Anthony? That's not public knowledge yet.
No, it's going to be a warehouse.
Okay.
No, just on one of them, on the biggest, bigger piece.
The partial H, probably?
Yeah. The county hasn't announced it yet. The only reason I know is their engineer's been calling the town asking for copies of our zoning.
Right.
So he told me it was going to be a warehouse for a retailer.
Any other questions?
A motion to accept it.
Was it, who made the motion?
A motion to accept it.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Okay, in August, we're going to have a C-Corps training. Ron Beach, Jeff King, and Carrie Steinberger, right there. At the end. Put it on right beside here. Yeah. That'll be in August?
Yep.
At our August meeting, or?
Be at your August meeting, yep. We'll have the town board and the zoning board of appeals, and I'll say something to Phil Johnson, and...
You're going to be a two-hour training meeting, or?
It probably won't take 2 hours, but...
Will that go towards our training for the season?
Your CEUs, yes. That should meet our yearly obligation between Carrie's and this one. We're going to have a slideshow, too.
Color and food. Black and white.
In food, we're going to have pizza and soda, so...
Patty's punch?
Huh?
Patty's punch going to be here, too?
I can't guarantee that. I can put in a request, but...
Ron, who is doing the training? Who's presenting it?
Myself, Jeff, and Carrie.
Okay. I didn't know if someone else was coming.
No, not this one.
We had to find everything on our own.
Yeah. We did all the research. We should get the credit for it. What a way to spend a Sunday morning.
Any other towns invited or just our own?
This one will be just for us, just for this town. We're looking to have something like maybe February or something. We're looking to getting another program in. But.
Any other resident comment or anything? Any additional business?
I just had a question. A few months ago, we've been talking about updating the zoning. You know, me, Ron, and Gene, they've allowed us to work on it. I didn't know where that stood, I guess, for the rest of the planning board or zoning board or town board. So I figured I'd ask you guys tonight if there was any interest in going on with it or just leaving it the way it was.
When we started looking, we went to most of West Schuyler first, did we, Ron?
We've reviewed it, yeah. And we'll be happy to keep going with it if we have some interest in it. We really need to get our zoning updated.
You know, one of the things was on the commercial highway going back further than 400 feet and calling it all a commercial highway property
right.
To like up to 1,000 feet back or something.
And that comes from the county. The county, I'll take your property is probably the best example of it.
Yep.
They think if it's commercial highway on the road, the whole thing should be zoned in that category.
Right.
There's instances where people have, the lady pointed out used car lots, you know, that they were legal up to 400 foot, but they couldn't put their cars at 401 foot because it would be residential or R2 or whatever. And the county would like to see it be uniform. The whole property is, they want it to be one zoning. And that makes sense to me. I don't know.
That would make sense to me too.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps we should have each of our meeting will set aside a section of time. If you go over, you just have ready what section you want to go over.
That would be good.
Well, the only problem I see is, like, if you say my property, I go back and then I own the second phase of Naps Knoll.
Right.
And so that would all be Commercial Highway 2, which I don't think.
I don't know as it needs to be because it's probably two separate properties. I think the way the lady was talking, it would be the one continuous property from the highway.
I think it is. That's my question.
Okay. Then it would probably be all commercial highway. The big thing she says, she wants it to be properties, like there's some properties that are zoned both R1 and R3, you know, that are on, they're one property. It should be one or the other. Shouldn't be divided.
Right.
Your map should look funny, zigzag, because that's the way that properties are.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm just curious. If,
right.
You know, because that Naps Knoll is really residential, but
right.
It doesn't matter.
You know, and you know, you could probably put in plan development. You know, I don't know.
Yep. Under plan development, does that board have a right to say no to an allowed use? Well, there are no allowed uses.
There are no allowed uses right. In plan development.
So they have a right to say no.
The planning board does, yes.
Yep. The planning board does.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Got it.
And that makes sense, you know?
Sure. It's, yep.
To me, anyways.
Well, Ron, we can put a schedule together during each meeting, like the next few meetings. I don't know if we have a lot, so it'd be good to have a section of the meeting.
Sounds good.
Dedicated for that. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Gross. Sounds good.
Just we'll decide whatever how much time you need, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to keep people here all night, but if we can take 45 minutes or an hour to go over a section of it every, you know, one day a month, and when it gets all done, we'll have a public hearing, and then we'll probably have to go back and make changes from that. But
okay.
Sounds good to me.
Any additional business? Anything else?
What is up with Colucci Trucking? The business part? What are they going to start?
I don't know if I have an exact date.
I mean, they've definitely done something over there because it's all cleared out. There's a stone path and there's now a posted sign at the entrance. So,
have they gotten a building permit yet?
I think they've gotten everything that they need for that at this point.
I see there was a counter on that road too. Are they doing another traffic study for that intersection?
I hope so.
No idea.
The same one that I was doing.
I know they're doing a study. I know the DOT wanted an updated study of that intersection, so that's probably what that's for. There was some disagreement over the number of cars that were traveling on Route 5 every day. So the number the DOT was using was like 20 years old, so they probably want something updated.
I'm pretty sure there's more today than there was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you count the drive-in traffic, that was pretty heavy.
Well, yeah.
That was 40 years ago, though.
My brother-in-law used to walk to that, so that was... Until her mother caught him.
Our cows used to go down every now and then.
Exactly. motion for the...
I'll motion.
I'll second. Motion is second.
Dale and Dan?
Dave Horns. They also be down there.
I went there, I was 18 years old.
That was short and sweet.
Who approved last month's minutes? I got the second, but I didn't get...
Yeah, we don't want to change the speed.
Dale second.
Dale? Yeah, I got Dale for second.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, okay, thank you.
That's the last time we did that.
Double D's.
Double D's.